A new library and learning center at Berkshire Country Day School in Stockbridge is being named in honor of a former student. Kevin Hurt's generosity exceeded his age and likely that of most people.
At the end of his life, when he knew he only had a short time to live, he had said to us, he asked what we were going to do with the money we had put aside for his college education. And we said, well, what would you like us to do with that money? And he said, well, you know, BCD really needs a new library. And you know how much that would mean to me.
Hurt's mother, Lynn Campana, says her son loved books and reading. Hurt died in 2001 after battling neuroblastoma, an aggressive pediatric cancer. He was 10 years old. For the last 15 years, his parents and the Berkshire Country Day School have held on to the goal of a new library. Come January, the Kevin Hurt Library and Learning Commons will be ready for use. Head of school Paul Lindenmeyer recently celebrated the start of renovation work at what used to be a cow barn.
As it will allow students to engage in cross-grade collaborations, attend webinars and classes around the world, interact with technology and learning in a very 21st century kind of way. It's going to push forward how we think about teaching and how we sort of create different kinds of learning experiences for students.
Hurt impacted the 150-student preschool through grade 9 school during his short life, which continues to be celebrated. A big fan of winter and the last frontier, Hurt inspired the annual Alaska Day.
So we take a whole day when our youngest students do nothing but celebrate winter. And they study Alaska, they build snowmen, they ice skate on the pond, they have sled dog races. It's a whole day to kind of like have a winter carnival, but one where we're sort of studying Alaska. And it's allowed us to continue to tell Kevin's story to our students. I think he's truly been inspiring, not just to the generation that knew him personally, but to our generations today.
The Learning Commons will be connected to a new performance and music room named for James and Kim Taylor, whose sons attended BCD.
We'll bring us a state-of-the-art music classroom, but the thing we're most excited about is how we'll have a space that we can offer to community organizations. Our relationships and friendships with the area are critical to us. We envision hosting parent seminars, parenting workshops, small performances, and a venue that the area can use as well. And the piece that connects these two spaces with the floor above, with Flansburgh Architects' view and vision for connection and collaboration, is now that the art studios that we have above will be enjoined with the Library and Learning Commons, allowing us to have a true maker space on our campus.
The renovations are being supported by the school's fundraising campaign, which has nearly met its $3 million goal. Reporting from Stockbridge, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.